Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Thursday this holiday week, December 27th, 2012. Hope you're having a good week. We are live noon to one on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, the Buckmaster Show, the home of KVOI, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We're live streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we post the program every day after the program to buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com, and we have links to our program on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Sol Rita Sun, gvnews.com, and the homepage for Blog for Arizona, blogforarizona.com. Coming up during the noon hour, we'll talk with Tucson City Councilwoman Karen Ulick. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman will join us for this week's Moneymaker Report. 30 minutes past the hour, some exciting news for veterans are in our community as they are being helped by a special grant to the American Red Cross. We'll talk with Richard White of the Red Cross. Then we'll close out the show with Tom Collier, our consumer affairs editor here on The Buckmaster Show. If you would like to join in the conversation, and we encourage you to do so at any time during the hour, The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. That's 790-2040. Joining us on The Buckmaster Show live line, Ward 3, Democratic Tucson City Councilman Karen Ulick. Karen, Councilwoman Ulick, happy holidays to you.
Thanks, Bill. Happy holidays to you.
Hope you had a great Christmas and you're looking forward to a wonderful new year.
Thank you. I am.
Good. Let's begin with UN Councilman Steve Kasachek moving forward with trying to get the legislature, and I think you have the backing of your council members, trying to get the legislature to amend a statute that prohibits cities from enacting stricter gun ordinances than state law allows. Tell us a bit about this.
Well, Bill, I think that folks might be also interested in the opinion piece that our police chief submitted to the Star recently, which really just advocates for common sense balance so that the rights that we all have under the Second Amendment are moderated by appropriate responsibility and checks and balances. And so, you know, at this point, the state legislature prohibits cities from enacting what reflects the values of the community, and that can be anything from preventing guns from being carried into public places, having appropriate background checks, not only through gun shops but also gun shows. The federal government clearly needs to be involved, as well as the state government, but there are issues that might best be addressed locally, and we don't always agree with those things that are enacted at the state level. So Councilmember Kasachek and I simply want to be able to have that conversation in our community and to establish the right balance for Tucson.
This really gets back to this local control issue, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, I have to say that my colleagues and I are very aware that it's important not to overdo it when it comes to a patchwork of local ordinances, and that oftentimes at the city level, we ought to be looking more at the county level to enact things. So it's not that we want to enact things that may or may not have substance, but we certainly ought to be able to work with our own police force and police chief in pursuing things that make sense for Tucson.
And I think everybody agrees there is no single fix, Councilwoman Ulick, to this problem that's going to suddenly prevent all mass shootings. It's a lot of different elements involved with the mental health community and parental responsibility as well.
That's true. And you know, in addition to partnering with Mayors Against Illegal Guns and FixGunChecks.org and other groups, I have been a strong supporter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and I think that you're right to point out that you know, especially for young adults suffering mental illness, the level of resources and the accessibility of support for those people and their families is not adequate. And it is a key part of the solution that we really do need to examine.
Kara Nulick is with us on the Buckmaster Show as we approach now 10 past 12 on this Thursday afternoon. It is the end of the year. It's always appropriate, Councilwoman, to look ahead to the new year. What are some of the items on your agenda that you would like to get going here?
I think a key focus, Bill, will certainly be to craft a budget that's responsive to the needs in our community, and in particular to focus on the core services that are the city's responsibility. You know, we are definitely taking an aggressive move on street repairs, and the bonds question did pass, so we will see, I think, a notable improvement in our the condition of the streets, which is a priority. Public safety will remain our first and top priority, and you know, we've had to scale back considerably in parks and recreation programs, which really matter to families with children and to our senior citizens, and so that is going to be another area of the budget that we'll, I think, work very hard on together.
How does the financial picture look here at the end of the year?
Well, I think that we have done, quite frankly, a good job of navigating the worst downturn since the Great Depression, and we have managed with limited resources to sustain the core services to the best of our ability, and I think better than most cities around the country. We will see, I think, some modest increase in revenues. Hopefully some of the federal questions that are still out there will be resolved to prevent another recession. I don't expect it's going to be a year of dramatic change, but I think that if we can hold on to our basic framework for the budget, that we're gonna do fine.
And the TCC issues must still be resolved.
Well, absolutely, and I think that all of us are really pleased by the fact that the Rio Nuevo Board and the current mayor and council are finally poised to put past disputes behind this community and to look forward to real investment in facilities like the convention center, and just working together to make progress for our community.
And the downtown, the streetcar project now has turned the corner as far as it's now half complete.
It is. And there is still some question about when the first cars will be running and online, but quite frankly, we need to make sure that we've got the operating budget balanced before that happens. So whatever time we have between now and the startup of the streetcar, we will be focused on making sure that that part of the system is balanced and works for the broader transit system for people already on the bus and for the broader community as well.
Downtown seems to be really coming back, though.
It is. I mean, the levels of investment, and we knew this, quite frankly, that whenever you set a rail route, that infrastructure draws enormous interest from the private sector, and it is proving to be true that a lot of private money is going into projects downtown, and we're all pleased to see that happening.
Were you surprised that the road initiative did pass?
Well, not necessarily. I think that everybody recognizes it as a need in Tucson. We really, when the revenues were high before the downturn, we were engaged in a very aggressive street repair program, and that we had to suspend it in order to fund public safety and the other priorities in our budget. So I think people recognize that it's something that we have to somehow together accomplish, and I believe that's why the bonds did pass. I also think that people recognize the high degree of accountability and transparency that has been demanded of the city manager and really is a shared focus of the full mayor and council. We recognize we've got to account for every dollar and deliver the services promised. And I think that people are seeing that commitment and recognizing it as we move forward.
A caller who did not want to go on the air, but I have the question in front of me, is the streetcar more important than parks programs for seniors and kids?
More important, no. I think that the streetcar is important in terms of developing the downtown. One thing that we all recognize is that you need more jobs and more prosperity in order for city government to effectively fund things like senior programs and services. And so the streetcar has already ultimately brought a lot of economic activity, and that's going to help us grow the city budget to fund those basic services that are needed by our residents.
Karen Ulick, Ward 3, Councilwoman, City of Tucson, with us on the Buckmaster Show. Happy New Year to you, Karen.
Thanks, Bill, and thanks for the invite to join you today.
Thank you very much. Karen Ulick with us on the Buckmaster Show as we push now toward 12:16 on this Thursday edition. Shelley Fishman is in the wings. And today's market smile is, well, it's a little bit on the downside. But we'll find out from Shelley. Stay with us.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. Life on Earth begins with water. The plants that sustain us and biodiversity that surrounds us. At UA Biosphere 2, water is big science. From our tropical rainforest and million-gallon ocean to the mountain slopes of LEO, our new landscape evolution observatory. By recreating the natural world on such an immense scale, LEO aims to reveal better ways to understand and manage global water resources. Come see how Biosphere 2 is being used to model climate science, test smart technology, and develop new environmental strategies that can help build a stronger 21st century community. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, where innovation lives, just north of Tucson, America's science city. Explore today. More information at b2science.org.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cunada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman. And Shelley, of course, usually doing our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Because of the holiday, we postponed it a couple of days. And now I'm actually kind of glad we did, because looks like things are – we've got some news today. The fiscal – they're not calling it a cliff necessarily, a curve.
Well, you know, I heard the term yesterday, and I think it's better. I've also heard bungee jump. But – you know, on Wednesday, if nothing has happened, nobody will necessarily feel the immediate impact. You know, you think of a cliff as, you know, you fall off of it and kind of
you're on
your way down.
And, yeah.
And
the sun doesn't come up the next day.
Right. But this is more like that cartoon with the roadrunner kind of going off the cliff. So long as you don't look down,
yeah,
you stay there.
That's it. But it is becoming more and more apparent that we won't have a deal.
It's logistically looking virtually impossible. Now,
we could have an extension of some kind.
Well, they can kick the can down the road a little bit. Keep in mind that some of the things that are going to clearly need to be fixed right away, regardless of the politics, is the tax cut prolonging the tax cuts for some level of income people, whether that's 250 or 400 or something in between or more than that, I don't know. But nobody wants to see taxes go up on the middle class. So I think that's pretty much a given. The other thing that I think is going to be a given, Bill, is that in that deal, there will be an agreement not to make budget decisions part of the debt, the debt extension ceiling talks. Now, we heard that Geithner just, I guess, yesterday said we're running out of money and we hit the debt ceiling as of this coming Friday, or maybe it's this Monday.
Monday.
But he's got 2 months' worth of tricks up his sleeve.
Uh-huh.
Again, you know, the markets have taken the lack of a deal, I think, into consideration, though even more than I expected, they've tanked over the past couple of days.
Yeah, there's it's not more been erosion extreme. Today.
Yeah, well, today was a little bit out of control. Mm-hmm. The last couple of days have been moderate losses. But if the world begins to think that we would consider not meeting our obligations as in terms of paying our debts for money we have already borrowed and spent, then that would be, I think, catastrophic for the markets, and we'd have a similar situation as we had a year ago.
But as far as the year, you had predicted a little over 6% for the year, and that's about where
we were going to wind
up. I mean, we talked a week or so ago, and we were looking pretty darn good for
a couple
year.
Of points. It's still not a bad year because the S&P, I mean, we talked about 6%, 6.5% for the Dow. The S&P is still considerably higher than that. In fact, even with today's reductions, we're still at around 12.5%, 13%. So, you know, that's not a bad year by anybody's standards. It's not as good as we had a couple of weeks ago. Now, you know, if Boehner and Reid and the president can get together over the next day or two and pull something out of the hat, you know, you could see the market shoot up a couple of hundred points.
Oh, easily.
Without any problem. I'm not counting on it.
No.
But look, I don't like to use gun analogies, but I'm going to use one. You know, the hammer is back. The gun is loaded for this economy. We have lots of money in the bank with corporations. We have a good jobs picture. We have a very good housing picture. We have acceptable corporate profits. Even the grim forecasts that I'm seeing for GDP growth next year are in the 3-4 range. I think unemployment's going to come down, may even come down below 7. That all says that the markets will do very well in 2013. I believe that. I think we're going to have a very good year. Now, if that year, I thought it might have started a week ago or 2 weeks ago, but then Washington couldn't get its act together. But it will start in January. And when it does, I believe we're going to see an extension of this bull market that is going to be a pleasant surprise to all investors. And for those people still on the sidelines, think very carefully about what your needs for investment are, because we are now in going into the fifth year of a bull market. They don't last very much longer than that.
Shelley Fishman is with us, certified financial planner. Shelley with his Moneymaker Report on the Buckmaster Show, normally heard every Tuesday at 12:20, but today is Thursday, but today's a little different week than because it's a holiday week. And Shelley, what then should the investor be doing at this point?
Well, one of the things you really have to do is put your investment objectives in terms of a financial plan, Bill. You really need to know what you're going to need and see if the kind of risks you need to take to meet those needs are acceptable risks to you, or if the time frames are acceptable. If they're not, then you might need to change, you know, some of what's in your plan. But the old, you know, adage, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there, really is a truism in the in your financial planning. So I'm remaining largely defensive. I'm not going to the typical 70% equities, 30% fixed income yields yet. I'm not ready to go there yet because, quite frankly, I think that the yields you're getting out of fixed income, out of bonds and bond funds, are still pretty good. But the renormalization of the economy, the renormalization of markets, is on the way to happening. And you know, that says that if you've been careful over the past couple of years, now may be a good time to think about accepting a little bit more risk into your portfolio.
So the market, with it poised, as you are saying, to have a pretty good year in 2013, the allocation, your mix is changing just a little bit.
Yeah, it is. For a retired person, I'm thinking maybe 70-30, which is typical, 70% fixed income, 30% equities. For somebody in their 30s or 40s, the flip of that is 70% equities, 30%. That's typical. In the middle, if you're in your 50s, I would weigh a little bit more carefully on the defensive side than the normal models would suggest. But I'm very, very bullish about this coming year.
Shelley Fishman is always available to talk with anyone about their particular financial situation. Shelley has a very much an open door policy. Tell us where folks can reach you.
Best way is to go to your website,
buckmastershow.com,
and push the send button, hit me and, you know, send me an email, and I get right back to you.
And what if they want to visit you?
Well, at any one of the Pyramid Federal Credit Union branches, one day a week or another, I'm going to be at any one of those branches. So don't just pop in, because I probably won't be there. But if you call me in advance, we can work out a part of town that's convenient for you.
That's a great relationship you have with Pyramid, isn't it? Yeah. Shelley Fishman, have a Happy New Year to you.
And to you, Bill, and to all our listeners.
We'll see you in 2013.
You bet.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The debate over the fiscal cliff continues to take a partisan tone, with just days left before the automatic tax hikes and spending cuts kick in. President Obama is back at the White House now after a flight from Hawaii, where he had been vacationing with his family. He cut the vacation short in order to deal with the approaching fiscal cliff. Ordinary Americans seem to be losing faith in stocks. For the fifth year in a row, they're selling their holdings. A powerful winter storm is blamed for 15 deaths in other parts of the country, is bringing rain to southern New England and snow farther north. Checking Wall Street, the Dow down about 142 points at 12,975. The NASDAQ is off 33, the S&P 16 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
I've got phone numbers.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the program presented by our friends at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. Check out what's going on at Splendido by visiting their fine website, SplendidoTucson.com. Coming up now on 12:36 on the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show, we are joined now by Richard White. Richard heads up the American Red Cross Southern Arizona chapter. And Richard has some exciting news, really, for veterans who have served this country and now the Red Cross. And kind of, I guess, Richard, a first of its kind, first Red Cross chapter in the country. Now, Red Cross is giving back to our veterans. And first of all, happy holidays to you and happy New Year.
And happy holidays and New Year to you too, Bill.
So that's pretty exciting stuff for what you're doing over there.
The Red Cross has had a connection with the military since its birth 126 years ago. And while we've been providing emergency messaging and helping bring airmen and soldiers home on emergency leave, we felt there was even more we could do. We learned that Southern Arizona has the ninth largest contingent of veterans of any community in the United States.
Wow.
And we were able to reach out and secure a wonderful grant from the Veterans Administration that is enabling our Red Cross here in Southern Arizona to get homeless veterans off the streets into permanent safe housing, and to work with veterans and their families in danger of homelessness to make sure they never get out, they never put out on the streets. They put their lives at risk to serve our country, and it's our turn right now to help them when they need our help.
This program really only 6 weeks old at the American Red Cross Southern Arizona chapter. And Richard, I understand there's also already some success stories.
We have assisted nearly 50 families in just the first month and a half of operation. About a month ago, we learned of three veterans who were living in their vehicles, one alone, one with a wife and a teenager. Mm. And we worked with them, and we were able to get them into permanent housing in about 1 week. And we're now working with them to see if they are eligible for more benefits, medical benefits as well as financial, from the VA. Six of our staff, Bill, are trained as veteran services officers, and they work with veterans to review their benefits, changes in the law, and in many cases we're finding the veterans are eligible for far greater benefits than they thought they were.
Are most veterans unaware of what is entitled to them?
What I've read and what I've learned from the Veterans Administration is that between 60 and 80% of veterans do not know about all the benefits to which they are entitled. And this doesn't mean necessarily that they haven't been paying attention. For example, we have met some Vietnam veterans who were exposed to Agent Orange and have been getting a low percentage disability since the 1970s. Well, the laws have changed. The regulations have changed, and there's now 5 illnesses that result from Agent Orange. And if you can demonstrate that you are suffering from one of those illnesses, the percentage of disability and therefore the amount of money coming to you each month can grow significantly. It doesn't mean this will happen for everybody, but many people are getting very pleasant surprises when we review their profile.
Well, if these veterans that are listening and their immediate family members who are struggling perhaps with financial and some difficult times, what's the best way for them to contact the American Red Cross?
The phone number at Red Cross for our intake worker is 520-318-6746. There are income eligibility requirements for some, but not all of our services. So any veteran listening, or if you know of a veteran who's going through hard times, many are too proud to ask for help. And many gave up trying to work through the bureaucracy with the government years ago. So we encourage everyone to call, and we'll take a look at their situation and see if we can, in fact, help them.
What kind of year has this been for you, Richard, for the American Red Cross here locally?
It's been an extraordinarily busy year, Bill. The numbers of single-family fires and floods, the calls for emergency assistance, disaster assistance, it's been an exhausting year for our volunteers and staff. And it's proven to be a pretty challenging year for our fundraising, too. The Southern Arizona community continues to be exceedingly generous to the Southern Arizona Red Cross. And at this holiday season, as we're responding to 3 to 4 to 5 single-family fires each week, and with our veterans program, I signed vouchers to get 10 emergency rent or utility payments to prevent veterans from being evicted. I signed 10 requests just this morning.
Wow.
We're calling on the Southern Arizona community to once again ensure that there'll always be a strong Red Cross there to help every family during an emergency.
So some of these eviction orders were for, like, right now then?
I mean, by the time a veteran's family finds us, they usually are getting close to or at a final eviction notice. So we have to move very quickly. We have a small amount of funds. In some cases, for eligible veterans, we can cover some of the back utility bills and help them with their rent, and then work with them regarding their benefits. For some of the veterans, helping them find jobs, helping them learn how to manage their money a little bit better. It's a variety of services, and we are hoping that veterans will call us because we are ready to serve. And incidentally, we have 2 of our case managers in Sierra Vista so that we can cover our entire area. That it's Santa Cruz County and Pima, Graham, Greenlee, Cochise. Again, the phone number to call if you are a veteran or know of one in trouble, 318-6746.
And if someone would like to help out the Red Cross and make a donation, perhaps before the end of the year as a tax deduction, or make a donation, and of course the tax deduction will be up to that individual, but this, they could make a gift.
Certainly. The best way to make a gift to the Red Cross is to go to our secure website, redcrossarizona.org, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. And I'd also like to put in a mention about blood services, Bill. December is the most difficult year of the entire calendar, difficult month to collect blood. And your listeners are encouraged to donate blood. You can go to a website, redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can find out if you're eligible to donate. You can make an appointment. This is the gift of life.
And if someone would like to stop by your office, perhaps drop off a check, you're at 2916 East Broadway in Tucson. And, of course, you can also text using and make a gift by texting GIFT to 90999 to make a $25 gift on a cell phone. And, Richard, quickly, I want to mention just this afternoon you've got some blood donation operations going on. Tucson International Airport until 4 o'clock will have a blood donation center going on, as will the Broadway Donor Center until 6 o'clock tonight. So there's some immediate ways that people can stop by. And at the American Red Cross Tucson headquarters, that's 3470 East Universal Way till 6 p.m.
Correct. Blood is a gift of life.
Richard White, we thank you very much and want to wish you and everyone associated with the Red Cross, first of all, congratulations on helping many of our homeless veterans. This is a wonderful program, first of its kind in the United States for a Red Cross chapter. Congratulations to you and your colleagues, and a Happy New Year.
Happy and healthy year to you too, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Are you looking for a nice little getaway this winter? Perhaps right now, between Christmas and New Year's, a lot of folks have time off. May I recommend the wonderful area of Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Arts, hiking, birding, historic downtown Silver City. It's all there for you. Just 3.5 hours east of Tucson to Silver City, and there are plenty of great places to stay, including the Faywood Hot Springs Resort, Georgetown Cabins, and Gila Hot Springs Ranch. Find out more about Silver City and Grant County at southwestnewmexico.org. Joining us now, Tom Collier, the Buckmaster Show Consumer Affairs Contributor. And Tom, good to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Bill.
We were talking, as you heard, with Shelley, of course, about the financial implications of the fiscal cliff as far as the Wall Street. And what about for the consumer?
There are some, and people may not be aware of them. They generally affect the consumer pocketbook or the consumer shopping basket. The one that's most prominent and has a little bit of coverage, had a little bit of coverage is, oh, before I get into that, I have a ganga deal on some discounted Mayan calendars for
you. Oh, yeah, yeah. The world was supposed to end, wasn't it?
Yeah. A week
the
calendars,
or so ago.
Pennies on the dollar.
We're still here.
Pennies on the dollar. Anyway, we're talking about some of the shopping cart impact of this fiscal so-called cliff. One of the things which the Congress did not do before they decided to return home, and which it is doubtful they will work on before the Congress reconvenes, or even the new Congress reconvenes when they reconvene in January, is the Farm Bill. Now, the Farm Bill contains a lot of stuff. It contains, for example, the food stamp program. But one of the elements of the Farm Bill that will affect your shopping basket is how milk is priced and sold in this country. It is going to happen unless they take action before the end of the year. The milk price support system in this country will revert to legislation which was passed in 1947 during the Truman administration. And what will happen is that milk, which the government buys, will be sold to the government at a fixed price of $60 per hundredweight. Now, milk is sold in 100-pound units, which is called a hundredweight. Now, that's about twice what the current market price for 100 weight of milk is, but it's mandated in this law. That is what the government will pay. So if you're a dairy farmer or one of these big commercial dairy markets, where are you going to sell your milk? You're going to sell it on the commercial market where you get $30 per 100 weight, or are you going to sell it to the government, which is mandated, must pay you $60 per 100 weight? What that means then is that milk and the supermarket, the prediction I've heard and that I've read, it could be as high as $6 a gallon. Whole milk now is $3.85, and maybe you can get it on sale. But what that means is a huge spike in the price, not only of just fluid milk that you're going to pour, the kind of milk that you're going to pour on your cereal, but the milk products, too, that are used in food, commercial food preparation, cheese.
Yogurt,
butter, all those which are elements of preparing other packaged goods, cookies.
Dairy-related products.
Dairy-related products that are used in commercial food preparation, too. So who knows what's going to happen? Capitalist America. The general reaction when something like that, if they follow the way that people price gas, is the grocers are going to see that the product that they bought at the lower rate is going to be able to make them a larger margin and profit if they raise the price immediately based on this panic. Who knows?
Well, we can't predict that, but what we can predict is that the bills from Christmas will soon be arriving at a mailbox near you.
Right. And if you didn't have a spending plan and you overspent, now it's never too late to start a spending plan, in this case a payoff plan. If you put a lot of money on your credit card and you got a new Excel or spreadsheet program with your new what do you call it, computer? They don't call them computers anymore. Anything that has a USB port now is a you know, is a gift. Anyway, Excel has a template that you can use to sit down and say, this is how much I owe, this is when I want to pay it off, and when you run that formula, it will give you the payment that you need to make each month. Now, what most people forget to factor into that calculation is that means you can't use that credit card anymore.
Right.
If you're going to pay it down to a zero balance, most people, when they work on their credit card, try to pay it down to the point where they have a little room so they can run it back up to the top again. You know, that's not a wise thing to do. It doesn't really work that all that well. But you need to adopt a spending plan to pay that off and then minimize the use of that particular card.
Don't just pay whatever the credit card people says.
Oh, no. The minimum payment, there's now one of the good things about legislation which went into effect last year, if you look at and actually read your statement, I'll bet you dollars to donuts, very few people actually read their statement. They will look at the amount that they owe and write out the check.
Right.
Some people will reconcile their statement against the credit card slips. Most of the credit card slips that, you know, from the little machine actually go on a spike somewhere and they're never reconciled. And very few people will actually sit down and read their statement. But down below all the payment information is a calculation that the credit card issuers are now required to give you that says if you make your minimum payment, this is how long it will take you to pay off the amount which is on this particular statement. I would really urge people to look down their statement and see how much that actually is and how long it's going to take, because if you make the minimum payment on a $2,500 balance, $25, it's going to take 12 years to pay that off, particularly if you have one of the high interest rates, the punitive interest rates. If you've missed a payment or a payment has been late and you triggered the punitive interest rates, which sometimes are as high as 30%, it's going to take you forever to pay that off.
Until the next Mayan calendar.
Until the next Mayan calendar, yeah.
New Year's resolutions, many of us make the resolution to lose weight. It's probably the number one resolution, I would venture.
Mr. Buckmaster wins the prize for the number one New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
To lose weight or to get in
shape. I know
it
is mine.
Well, speak for yourself. I gave up on it. I'm just decided
to adjust.
I'd like
to lose a few pounds. Let's put it that way.
Well, most people, when they make that resolution, then the next step they do is they start looking for a gym or a spa or someplace like that where they can join, because most people are not going to spend the money to equip their house completely with a gym. So they start looking for a membership. Luckily, as a consumer in Arizona, this is one of the areas where you have the most significant and greatest amount of protection in statute in the state. And it all stems from about 30 years ago. The gym and fitness industry was just looting, pillaging the elder community. They were selling 30-year gym memberships to 90-year-old women. And even the Arizona legislature had its stomach turned by that.
Yeah.
So now under the spa and health Act, you have greater protections in terms of a contract than you do in almost any other consumer enterprise that you can enter into in Arizona. For example, if the company is a new one, has not been in business for a specific amount of years, they can only give you a contract for a short amount of time. And the good thing about these things is if you have a contract which is in violation of this particular statute, it's voidable at the consumer's discretion. You can just completely back out of it. I don't know of any other contract in Arizona, contractual situation, where the consumer has that much power. So
you could join, you could sign it. Well, you sign a contract and you join, maybe you only wanted to be with them for a month.
It depends on what the length is that they're going to offer. But if there is any fraud or any deception in this contract, which is sometimes difficult to prove, it is voidable at the option of the consumer.
If
there's deception and you can demonstrate that there was deception, my advice to anyone who's made the number one resolution, which is to lose weight, is to find a gym or find a spa or find a weight loss clinic that gives you month-to-month options.
Or a trial period of some kind.
A trial period, because consistently – You know, when people have been surveyed, they sign up. They make the resolution. They sign up January.
That's why I said a month.
They sweat and they sweat and they sweat, and they don't see any results, and they get discouraged. And then so February they'll go maybe twice, and by March they're not going anywhere at all. You know, and so if you signed a year's contract, you've essentially wasted your money because you're going to have to pay that contract off. And usually what the spas and the gyms do is you don't sign the contract with them. What they'll do is sell that commercial paper to a financing institute or to a financing agency, and you wind up not paying to so-and-so's gym. You wind up paying to so-and-so Acceptance Corporation, which is the company that paper was sold to, and they don't really care whether you go to the gym or not.
Tom Collier, thank you very much. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Bill.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. We really like Culligan water. And the reason we love it, it just simply tastes better. Coming up this afternoon, the John C. Scott Show, the Dean of Local Talk. John is on now. Show has expanded from 1 hour to two. He's on from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. Then tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. We'll be back with you tomorrow with our Friday Focus interview on the Buckmaster Show and our Reporters Roundtable. Tomorrow we have UA economist and researcher Marshall Vest will be joining us. We'll be talking about the economy in Arizona, looking ahead to 2013. That's tomorrow on Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.